Have you heard anything today that you think should be shared far wider with the public sector?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been really valuable, particularly when you're listening to the Permanent Secretary talking about us having to take risks and do things differently in a shrinking world of budgets. And at the same breath, then, we're talking about regulation and audit, and something's got to give. And I think that debate needs to be played out more widely, particularly in the public, which is, if you want scrutiny, if you want accountability, of course that needs to be there, but at what cost? Because when budgets are shrinking, we've all got to make decisions to say, well, do I cut frontline staff, or do I cut people who are involved in an audit or inspection process? And, you know, I think that those challenges of that conversation need to be discussed more widely with the public and with our staff.
Are you likely to be using any information you've heard today back at Gwent Police?
Yes, I will be, and you know, a lot of the stuff I've circulated will be with my senior management team. I've got three or four members of staff here anyway today who are listening to the debate. So yes, I will be sharing it with my senior management team, because I think a lot of those are discussions we need to have on getting the balance right across information and then scrutiny and audit and service. So I think, yes, absolutely, I'll be taking it back into the force.
Looking at the other side of the coin, is there anything else that sort of are the topics that should be debated more widely? You said in your first answer that we needed to be sort of taking the debate out more to the public, but is there any topics there that you want more information about?
No, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of the people here, one of the benefits we've got in Wales is we're a small village. We all know each other, and I think most of the people sat in this room today at senior level meet each other, speak to each other all the time. I think one of the real values is when you hear the debate on the stage or in the syndicate room, we come back in here and discuss it amongst ourselves. And if you take my area, for example, you've got the chief constable of Gwent here, you've got the chief executive of the local health board, and you've got three or four of the chief execs from the local authority. And we've all talked today around the issues that we're discussing, so there's got to be value in that.
Do you think the Wales Audit Office has a role in providing any of this information?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Wales Audit Office, the more they're connected with these conversations, it does mean that when we go through that process of audit within our service areas, that we've had that wider debate. So there isn't such an insular approach in the way that Wales Audit Office would come in and look at what we're doing in our different organisations. And that's got to be helpful as well. And I think that strengthens the value of Wales Audit Office. But I also think it ensures that Wales Audit Office are adding value to the whole process rather than sitting in isolation. So, yes, I think they've got an important part to play.